This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. This is an interesting email I need to share with you guys. This is kind of cool. Well, it's not cool, but it's interesting. I don't think we've ever had this come up. Brian from St. Louis writes, I'm allergic to my wife. No joke. I sneeze when I'm around my wife. My eyes itch. And when we have sex, I have a rash that won't quit. What do I do? We've been married 6.5 years. Okay. I know. I usually get, you know, I'm allergic to my mother-in-law. I'm allergic to my kids. I'm allergic to my cat. What happens if you're allergic to the wife? Okay. Yeah. No, it's not a get out of jail free card. No. You got to deal with it. You got to deal with it because you got to be married to her. You still have to sleep in the same bed next to her. You still have to, you know. So, no, we're going to have to do something with it. So first, what is going on? I know some of you are probably thinking of the psychosomatic type of allergies where if you don't like something, you start to sneeze. I think that had been brought up on a Cheers once. I think Diane didn't want to live with Frasier. Or she did, but subconsciously she did it. So she kept sneezing, and Frasier had gotten rid of the dog and cleaned the house, and it wasn't that. As soon as she didn't have to live with Frasier anymore, she stopped sneezing. So, I mean, yeah, maybe it could be that, but usually we don't start looking for zebras before we start looking at horses. So no insult to the wife. Just the more obvious is what I'm saying. So you sneeze when you're around her. Well, is it a fabric softener? Even though it could be the same fabric softener as yours. Is it a perfume? Is it, does she hold the cats and you're more of the dog person? So like my husband does more with the dogs because their poops are bigger than the cats. So I have to deal with the cat poop. He deals with dog poop. So maybe since I'm around the cats more than the dogs, that could be an issue. But no, this isn't my husband. Even if he is allergic to me, who cares? I mean, he's not going nowhere. I'm not going to let him go anywhere. So, does she handle a pet at work? I mean, is she a veterinarian, a vet tech? You know, so there's a lot of things. Does she work with a chemical? So you want to look at that. Are you working indoors and she works outside? She comes back into the house with pollen. Even though this isn't high pollen season, there's still lots of pollen out there. She comes in with pollen, and they have the itchy eyes, the sneezing, etc. Okay, but what about the sex and having a rash? Now we're going from respiratory allergies and an allergic rhinitis and allergic conjunctivitis and conjunctivitis, etc. to now we're having an actual rash. Now, rashes, sometimes allergies and rashes, this may not be her. This could be you. Usually we blame the husband for everything, even if it is our fault as the wife, because it just doesn't matter. Happy wife means happy life. So even if it is our fault, men usually take the blame. Farts, right? You know, wife farts, you're going to take the blame for it because that's better than your wife being embarrassed, right? That's how, you know, Corey's and my marriage work. But anyway, before we go into how this could be your fault, if you get a rash from having sex, okay, you can be allergic to your partner. You can. The pH, the bacteria, there's yeast sometimes that decide to just kind of camp out there. So it could be that certain fluids you could be allergic to. So I would probably suggest, if I was yours and her doctor, I would probably suggest making sure she doesn't douche, because it could be a fragrance or something in the douche, checking her for infection, checking you. If you have a rash, it could be a yeast infection, and maybe you're blaming her, but because there's friction there, now you have this rash, and so now it hurts, and it was never her, it was you, but because now you're using that body part for once, you're feeling it. So you see how this will be. You may not be allergic to the wife. Nice try, though. Honestly, nice try. Okay, but let's say you really, really are allergic to her. Okay? I mean, one thing you could do, and I know some of you men are probably suggesting, have a trial with another woman. Live with another woman. Have sex with her. Okay? And see if you're allergic. And if you're not allergic to her, it's the wife. Scientifically, I see the logic. I mean, I understand. Scientifically, there can be a hypothesis and methods and materials and then a conclusion and all the other stuff that they do with the scientific method. I get that. That could be a logical way to test this, but you can't do that. You're married. All right? A trial of separation could work, but you already have tried that. You stayed away from her. You come back into her vicinity. You sneeze. So my suggestion would be, if you already checked out her, made sure, you know, it's nothing on her that this is happening to, then we need to look at you. And maybe you have some inflammatory condition, over-exaggerated allergic response. Maybe you need to be tested by an allergist to figure out what the heck this is. Maybe you need to make sure you don't have anti-nuclear antibodies. Maybe you're predisposed to lupus or some sort of inflammatory condition. Reiter syndrome, conjunctivitis, urethritis, those kind of arthritis. There's a variety of things that we could probably diagnose you with and make a lot of money on. No, we don't make money anymore. I know. You guys are all happy about that. You know, we doctors are sitting here not making any more money. And, I mean, I don't mind, because I got into medicine when doctors weren't making money to begin with, and I picked a specialty where you don't make a lot of money. But, that's what I would suggest, because, you know, it sounds like you, probably aren't the best catch anyway. Now that you're walking around with a rash on your groin. So if this woman's married to you, I don't think you're really gonna luck out with somebody else. So, just kind of make this work and make this stick. Alright, no pun intended. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. We have a possible eruption of a volcano. Didn't we have this whole Iceland volcano a while back, and then flights couldn't happen? We have a mom who wanted to make her girl skinny for a beauty pageant, so she gave her tapeworms. I know, idiot mom of the year. We have a mom walking around the hospital with fake babies, and a procedure on the eye that can ease migraines. Way cool. Call in with your questions, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Justin, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. You really are diligent. I know. There's not another word to describe you guys all. I mean, yeah, I guess awesome. But I think diligent. You guys are really, really diligent. You're doing your due diligence. You're diligizing when you're listening to my show. And I really do appreciate it. I really, really do. Thank you very much. Big thanks to also all the affiliates out there that carried the show, especially my hometown, KDWN, 720 KDWN, and all sorts of other. I apologize. I don't have the list of affiliates to thank all personally. We are coast to coast. Newest affiliate, Boost Radio Network, is playing the show 6 days a week now, starting Monday. So for those of you that don't have the iPhone app or the Android app or iHeartRadio or access to GCN Live, you could definitely go go to Boost Radio Network as well and be able to catch my show. They got a lot of good shows. And, you know, yeah, especially, hey, if they're playing my show, you know it's good. Okay. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Volcanoes happen a lot more often than we think. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So, you know, we live by Mount Charleston. And, you know, every time I kind of drive by there, you know, I kind of like to, you know, check to see if there's any of the things we saw in the movie Dante's Peak with Pierce Brosnan. You know, people floating around in hot springs naked or anything like that. I usually don't see that. So I don't think Mount Charleston, where I live, is going to blow. That would stink if it did. That really would, because, you know, we're in a valley. But it's just not one of those mountains that's destined to blow. You have a lot of Alaskan, you know, near the Aleutian Islands. They get a lot of earthquake activity. So you always wonder if one of those mountains could, you know, kind of, you know, rumble and get all grumpy. Well, Iceland is back in the news because they have already had an eruption from Bárðarbunga volcano. Now, I really apologize for mispronouncing this one, and I'm not very good with pronunciation, but remember back in 2010, Iceland's, okay, this is a long one, this has a lot of letters, Eyjafjallajökull volcano. Please, I hope I didn't mess that up. I hope I didn't mess that up. Remember, it disrupted travel for, I thought it was weeks. That was back in 2010 with all its ash cloud. Right now, they're on red alert. Airspace over the site has been closed. But they say Icelandic airports still currently remain open. I'm wondering, you know, because you could eat. The airports may be open because then people can eat and, I guess, wait, you know. Well, you know, for the smoke to clear, but I don't think it's gotten that bad. They are concerned about flooding threats. The Icelandic Met Office said a team of scientists was flying across the region to monitor the seismic activity. They said right now the eruption is considered a minor event at this point. See, for me, any eruption is major. They say because of pressure from the glacier cap, it is uncertain whether the eruption will stay subglacial or not. Yeah, please. I know. Okay. Again, I live in Vegas. I think the only time I ever saw a glacier was when I had to travel hours to go up to Alaska to see a glacier. But you just don't see that kind of stuff where I live. All right. Right now, they said unless there's a total actual eruption, there should be no impact on flight. So I don't know if some of you guys are flying around Iceland tomorrow or the next day. Maybe you're okay. Now, Bárðarbunga is part of a large volcano system hidden beneath the 500-meter thick Vatnajökull Glacier in Central Iceland. They're worried that a volcano, since, you know, a volcano has a lot of hot stuff come out, it'll cause the glacier to melt. So not only would they be worried about the ash and the breathing and that, what about the flooding? I don't know if it would cause a tsunami. I don't think so. I think tsunamis are more earthquake started. Why am I talking about this? I don't know. It's fun to not talk about medical sometimes. Some of the medical stuff is kind of boring. You know, it really is. Some of the, all right, well, you know, okay, you guys want medical here? All right, I mean, we'll get all scientific if you want. Although this is a cool study. They think they figured out what's going on with autism, okay? According to PsychCentral.com, they say children and teens with autism have a quote-unquote sluggish brain. I don't know if I agree with that. Pruning process. It's a pruning process during the development. This is according to neuroscientists at Columbia University Medical Center. They say this slower pruning process results in a surplus of brain synapses. That's where the neurons kind of connect and talk to each other. So there could be just too many neuronal firing. You're missing the volcano story now, aren't you? The study published in the journal Neuron, okay? Hey, it's a good read, Neuron. Yeah. If you ever called somebody a neuron, like when I was going to school, I used to be in honors chemistry, honors physics, honors biology. I was a real dork. When you call somebody a neuron, it wasn't an insult. It means they were brainiac. You know, so if I wanted to hit on a guy, in my honors physics class or my AP physics, I'd say, you are such a neuron. And then he'd be like, oh my God, you really get my synapses all in a cleft or whatever. Anyway, okay. I won't talk about high school sex. Let's move on. Anyway, the study published in the journal Neuron also found that the drug rapamycin was... See, you got some music, you got rapamycin, you got some synapses, you got some charges. This could be really cool for a lot of us science dorks. Also found that the drug rapamycin was able to restore, now this is exciting, normal synaptic pruning and improve autistic-like behaviors in mice. Now, what am I talking about here? There may be a medication to help autistic-like behaviors. This is really, really cool, okay? Of course, rapamycin has some side effects, all right? But they say they could see changes in behavior, suggesting that autism may still be treatable. During infancy, they say there is an explosion. And you know, this is actually more exciting than the volcano story. During infancy, there's an explosion of synapse development, particularly in the cortex. Now, this is the region of the brain involved in autistic behaviors. By the time they're teenagers, half of these cortical synapses have already been pruned away. Synapses are, so basically there's like a checks and balances on how many of these synapses you have. All right. However, they have found that the synapses could be affected by the genes from autism, and autistic kids may have more synapses. Now, remember I told you I think the autistic children function at a level much higher than us, not lower, but higher. And their brain functions at a much higher intelligent cognitive level. However, we have to dumb them down to be able to understand what they're doing, teach them, etc. This multi-synaptic firing type of thing that they think could be going on makes perfect sense. You'll let parents say, you know, my autistic child could do this. I've never seen another human do that. Because there's a lot of brain power that these kids have. We just have to figure out what their gifts are, harness that. No, not exploit. No Rain Man. Harness that gift. Let them develop that. And at the same time, try to figure out how to help them integrate socially. You know, I have four nieces and nephews on the autism spectrum. Two are severe. Thank God they've been getting treatment early. You know, and potty training has been an issue and things like that. But they're improving as each day happens. And they could run circles around me any day in terms of smarts. These kids are smart kids. Don't underestimate. And this could explain it. Okay. Apparently there was a Dr. Tang. He's an assistant professor of neurology at CUMC. He looked at brains from children with autism who unfortunately had died from other causes. And they looked at the density and they counted the tiny spaces, little tiny spines that branch from the neurons, etc. And they looked at the density that they found was higher with the autistic kids. So I won't go too much into detail, but there is a really, really cool term for those of you that need me to make this exciting. There's something called autophagy. Okay, it's probably autophagy, but it sounds more fun to call autophagy. The researchers found clues where they think that the autistic children's brain cells were filled with old and damaged parts that were very deficient in a degradation pathway called autophagy. Autophagy is basically a Greek term that means self-eating. So it's probably phage, you know, like dysphagia, autophagia. But we'll just say autophagy, you know. Dr. Dahlia, what does it look like outside? Well, it looks a little autophagy. Anyway, autophagy is supposed to break this down into components. Now, they use a mouse, and they found there was this protein called MTOR. When it was overactive, the brain cells weren't able to self-eat. Now, I bite my nails a lot. I like to chew on the inner part of my mouth. That's not considered autophagy. That's just considered stupid. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. I'm going to autophag a candy bar right now.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I know I need to change the music up. I've been busy. I'll work with it. We got Justin working the dolls. I'm sure we'll come up with some cooler music. All right. I know I'm supposed to be recording my album. Maybe you guys could listen to me sing in the beginning. No? No? Okay, then shut up about the music. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I have to do a quick shout-out. Many of you know I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we have a community outreach medical center that helps underserved people get medical help. And I have been asked to build the pediatric wing of community outreach Medical Center, being headed by Dr. Ruben Saavedra. Ruben Saavedra, I actually trained with in my residency. Really, really good guy. He's been running this clinic since 2005, and they need to build a pediatric wing, and we want to have a free clinic for kids. Well, one of the first people to come up to bat to help us is the Walmart Foundation and Facility 2593 that has donated money to help us start building. This is way cool. Now, we need a lot of money, you know, but, I mean, I told you I love Walmart. Didn't I say I always go to Walmart? I always go to Walmart. That was pretty damn cool. So thank you, Walmart, for, honestly, Walmart rocks. I could live at Walmart, and you guys know I do. So, you know, for any of you that live in the Las Vegas area and want to help us with this, this would be super duper cool. I mean, way, way cool to have, you know, a free medical clinic for kids. It's located on Sahara, near Sahara and Maryland Parkway. So email me at drdahlia.com if you or your company could help. We're going to try to throw some great events. We're going to make a lot of kids happy, save a lot of lives. But I have to just put that out there. Walmart, you rock. You always have. Awesome. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Someone who doesn't rock is this mother. Idiot mom of the week goes to this mom here, lives in Florida, where what happened is her daughter was suffering from stomach pains, apparently. And I guess they found that the daughter had tapeworms. And I guess the mom had admitted that she wanted her daughter to lose weight before a beauty pageant. Okay? They say it was a toilet bowl full of tapeworms, according to Maricar Cabral Osorio, a nurse who had attended the girl. Now, this was being revealed on Untold Stories of the ER. Interesting. Interesting show. I've seen a couple of it. Pretty cool stuff. And unfortunately for this girl, you know, she could have died having a tapeworm infection. Her intestines were swollen, and as she pooped it out, they saw the worms. She had pooped all these tapeworms. It was gross, they said. There were a couple that were very long and wiggly, trying to get out of the toilet bowl. Her mom admitted to doing that. The mom is apologizing and may face criminal charges. I don't have the name, but I don't think I even would want to reveal it. This woman is so dumb. Okay, tapeworm. Yeah, I know. I was thinking that too. Really, all I have to do is eat a tapeworm and I could lose weight? Trust me. Okay, you know, don't underestimate us ladies wanting to lose weight. I know I just auto-fogged a candy. I didn't really eat the candy bar. I just took a bite and then I put the rest away for the next segment. But I just need that little sweet, you know. But, you know, hey, if we could lose weight, you know, by doing something, you know, other than eating right, we women love to try it, trust me, but not tapeworms. So let's just quickly review tapeworms in humans, okay? Tapeworms are kind of the flat worms. They're kind of segmented, okay? Really ugly looking, and they live in the intestines of some animals. Now, animals get infected. This has been reported by WebMD. When these parasites, I guess, get into them as the animals are grazing in pastures or drinking contaminated water. So if you eat undercooked meat and the animal is infested with the worm, now you get it. They say eating undercooked meat from infected animals is the main cause of tapeworm infection in humans. They, a lot of times, don't cause many symptoms if you poop it out. However, if they sit and set up shop, they could kill you. They really can. So, there's six types of tapeworms, they say. They're usually identified by the animals they come from. So, like, Tania stagnata comes from beef. Tania solium from pork. Diphyllobothrium latum from fish. Anyway, these tapeworms have a three-stage life cycle. Remember, in biology class, there's an egg, right? An immature stage called a larva, and then an adult stage at which the worm could produce more eggs. Larvae can get into the muscles of their hosts, so get into, like, the meat of the cow, all right? And then you eat that meat, all right? Because the larvae can move, so can the worms. But the larvae can go and they can gnaw through the intestine, go into the intra-abdominal cavity. Now you have a hole in your intestine. Stool is getting all over the place and bacteria they could be pretty, pretty dangerous. Pork tapeworms are so dangerous that that's one of the reasons why I believe in the Bible they have the rule of no eating pork. Because tapeworms could be pretty common in pork, especially if it's not cooked right back in biblical times. You know, because, you know, Moses was telling them to come here and come there, and there were, you know, all these plagues all over the place, and there was Noah's Ark, and there was all this water. So nobody knew what the heck to do with pork. I mean, there was no such thing as a pulled pork or a McRib, so people didn't cook it right, and then they got either trichomoniasis or they got tapeworm infection, etc. And that's what happened in the Bible. That's my interpretation. So, what can tapeworm infections do? My mom would be so mad. Okay, it doesn't talk about tapeworms in the Bible, but I'm assuming that's why pork was forbidden in biblical times, and that's why it's not kosher. Anyway, I know, although Canadian bacon is sure yummy, isn't it? But cooked pork should be safe as long as it's cooked. Okay, so what kind of symptoms do tapeworms cause? Nausea, weakness, diarrhea, abdominal pain. You'll lack appetite. Your body will be like, hold the phone. There's something really kooky going on. All right, so you won't want to eat. You'll start to lose weight. You can get very, very tired. And remember, you can start having vitamin and mineral deficiencies. Even though a lot of you may not feel it, if you don't poop them out, they could unfortunately stay in your system and wreak havoc. So, like the pork tapeworm eggs will, if you swallow them, migrate to other parts of the body, liver, eyes, heart, brain. That is very, very scary stuff. So, usually we could test you through the stool, doing ova and parasites. Then there's medications like Biltricide and other things out there that can then kill the tapeworms, the dead tapeworms, because remember, okay, you took a medicine, now you have a dead tapeworm in your body, okay? You need to, like, poop that out. But they do start to dissolve a little bit. Like any decaying corpse, it starts to decay. This is not something you want to get, all right? And as they pass, it could cramp, because remember, they're really long and stringy, all right? And so it could be kind of uncomfortable. Your doctor needs to check stool samples as long as a few months after, just to make sure you got it all out. Because, you know, some of you like me, you know, if you poop once a month, you're lucky. Anyway, when tapeworms are confined to the intestines, usually treatment gets rid of them in 95%. So, don't be giving it to your daughter to lose weight for a beauty pageant by any means. I really don't understand that. I mean, I can understand if my kid, I have two kids, but one of them wants to be in show business. He does. So I can understand wanting to help him in terms of poise, in terms of dress, in terms of, you know, finding him the gigs. I get that. I don't understand, though, how anybody could put their child at health risk. This is so dumb. And I think what it is people just don't spend time to research. They're lazy. So they hear from somebody, yeah, just eat a tapeworm, you lose weight. They stop eating, you poop it out, it's ain't no thing but a chicken wing. And you're like, no, it's a big thing. So I suggest if you do have one of these children that you want to get on, I don't know, Star Search or whatever they have now. They used to have Star Search. You know, buy a treadmill or something, okay? All right, I'm going to have them use a treadmill. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Lock It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, this is cool. This is really, really cool. All right, we women a lot of times like our cosmetic surgery, okay? But we also like to multitask or get two first type of thing, two for ones. Well, there's a cosmetic eye procedure that may actually ease migraines. Now, I suffer from migraines. So if I get a cosmetic surgery while getting treated for migraines, whoa, bonus. They say cosmetic eyelid surgery involving specific nerves can provide migraine relief. This is being reported by drugs.com. The technique involves making incisions. Ooh, this sounds fun. Technique involves making incisions in the upper eyelid to deactivate so-called trigger nerves. Now, this process is called blepharoplasty. Blepharoplasty, blep is for the eyelid. Plasty is any sort of changing of the skin, should I say? Like when I had plastic surgery. That's probably the easiest way to say it. Hey, it's been a while, okay, since I've learned my vocabulary. But blef is your eyelid, like blepharitis. Yeah, blef 10, a medicine for the blefs. Those are your eyelids. So the new approach, they say, is an alternative to another surgery sometimes used to treat migraines, where it approaches the nerves underneath the skin, but it starts at the scalp. So these are called trigger site deactivation surgeries. Neurologists and others who, you know, care for people with migraines think some of these procedures may be, well, I mean, some of you are like, why would a woman have anybody start cutting on her eyelids? Have you ever had a migraine? Okay, if you have ever had a migraine, I'll let somebody cut off a finger if it could get my migraines to stop. I mean, migraines blow. These are so painful. Trust me, we women especially have no problem with you taking a knife to our eyes. I mean, we're talking about migraines, let alone our eyes will look prettier. Anyway, okay. They say, according to lead researcher Dr. Oren Tesler, assistant professor of clinical surgery at Louisiana State University Health Sciences Center and New England Zisuka School of Medicine, better known as Lessa Usta Sunanessa Ima, says 90% of our those are the initials. 90% of our patients had a 90% of our patients had over 50% improvement in their migraines. After a year time, 51% had no migraines. So you guys getting that? Okay, so basically we probably have about 98% of women interested with their 80% migraine incidence to do a test such that 90% of these patients will show 50% improvement, even though there's 50% non-improvement, 51% after 360 days. No migraines. Oh, come on, guys. Come on. This is hard stuff. You know, why can't I do entertainment news? I would love to do. I want to cover the whole Mariah Carey, Nick, Canon issue. Oh, man, now I lost my sight. Yeah, I want to return to the sight. Anyway, okay. Entrapped nerves can worsen migraines, right? Y'all dig? Yeah. So when you loosen up the nerve and you free the nerve, that could help migraines. How many of you have ever worn a very tight bra? Oh, Lord have mercy. In fact, you know, I have to really take this issue up with Spanx, because I'll be wearing one of those bras, Spanx, stomach tight, tummy tucker, butt tucker. I'm trying to drive home and I can't do it. So I start undressing on the drive home because I got to just open it up and just let that out because you got to breathe. And for any of you that have ever taken off a very, very tight corset or not, you know, I'm not going to hide. I mean, I, you know, yeah, a lot of us women have to do it. That moment of relief is extremely euphoric in how you finally get to actually breathe, and then a lot of times you burp and things like that, and everything that was all tightened up, you get out of. Well, it just makes sense. You start cutting and chopping up some nerves on the face, you'll probably feel better. Anyway, this was published recently in Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery. They looked at 30 women and 5 men, age 46. Men can get blepharoplasty too, you know, like lifting the eyelids. It's probably something I need to do. I need a lot of plastic surgery. I was on More yesterday with Rachel Smith and, you know, all the great crew, Monica Jackson, Jason Feinberg, Kevin, everybody on More, good guys. But, you know, I look at myself going, oh, man, I need a lot of work. What would be the fee for this cosmetic surgery that could help with migraines? $3,000. Okay? Now, about 10 years ago, I would have said that was a lot of money. Now, that's cheaper than 2-month premiums of Obamacare insurance if you don't get the waivers. So, you know, think about it. If you can't afford Obamacare insurance, but this helps your migraines, you could just go and do that. Okay, speaking of Obamacare, looks like we have another issue. All right. A lot of confusion on which birth control is supposed to be covered. Remember I told you guys a while back, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember I told you when the Affordable Health Care Law said we're going to cover your birth control, a lot of you were really, really excited because you guys could get like the fancy schmancy pill that you like. And I was like, wait, hold the phone. I think they're only talking about the cheaper generic. You want something beyond the strip skeleton bare bones plan, you're going to have to pay for it. Well, apparently there's an issue now where somebody wanted a NuvaRing. Remember when I had that NuvaRing? Remember it fell in Walmart and people were kicking it around because they didn't know what it was and I had to insert it back again so I wouldn't get pregnant? The NuvaRing was more expensive than other birth control. I don't use that anymore. It's like a hockey puck. Anyway, it's a small plastic device. It's inserted into the vagina. It works for 3 weeks at a time by releasing hormones similar to birth control pills, and then you take it out for a week to have your period and put another one in. Well, apparently, we have I'm wondering where this case, this has been reported by Kaiser Health News. Apparently, the NuvaRing costs anywhere between $15 and $80 a month, and she wants her insurance to cover it, but the insurance says, nah, 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 only if it's an oral generic birth control pill. Now, under the healthcare law, this is where there's confusion. Health plans are supposed to cover a full range of FDA-approved birth control methods without making you pay a copay, unless the plan falls into a limited number of categories that are excluded, or if it's a grandfathered in, or there's a religious issue, etc. All right, now, some of you will say, Dahlia, I don't really care. Who cares if somebody didn't get their NuvaRing? No, you don't understand. You don't understand. I'll tell you why this is so important, okay? The healthcare law, if it is covering all forms of birth control, and insurance companies cannot pick and choose, not only does it include then the cheap birth control, but it then is supposed to cover an expensive sterilization procedure. All right? A woman getting her tubes tied. Now, if insurance companies, many insurance companies, they have no idea that they're supposed to be covering this, if at all. And once an insurance company, you thought your rates went up for a $20 birth control pill. Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. If insurance companies need to pay for you getting your tubes tied or even a hysterectomy, if that's considered sterilization, this law was so poorly written, it's completely vague in what it's supposed to cover. A lot of insurance companies are going to say, nah, this isn't happening. I'm not going to be covering vasectomies and all that. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. This is really, really concerning. All right, guys, don't go away. You guys can go away. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good one.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.